Please stand. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
In the waters of baptism, Dorothy died with Christ and rose with him to new life. May she now share with him eternal glory.
The song numbers for today's Mass can be found on your funeral card, and the songs can be found in your Green Journey Songs hymnal. We will begin with number 671.
Please be seated. It's never easy to say goodbye to someone that has been such a pivotal and important part of your lives for so long. So help us to remember her better. I'd like to invite Asha, Dorothy's granddaughter, to come forward and share some words of remembrances with us.
With the family, thank you for being here today. Strong, loving, beautiful, kind, supportive, loyal, independent, and stubborn. A few of the best ways to describe the best grandma and great grandma around. Even though our side of the family lived across the country, Grandma did her best to never miss the opportunity to visit or show her support from a distance. We always knew she was with us in spirit through encouraging cards and in the mail, emails, texts, calls, or FaceTime when she could get it to work. She always enjoyed coming to Texas to visit, even during the record-breaking heat of the summer. If it meant she could be a part of a school event, a graduation, wedding, or the arrival of a great grandbaby, you better believe she'd do what she could to make the trip. She was always there for us, judgment-free, no matter what we were going through in life or what learning decisions we made. A perfect example of her strength and determination. In spring 2022, a couple months before I had my son, Grandma had a fall and broke her leg. They had already scheduled a trip to visit in June after my son was born, so I knew those plans would likely change to when she was fully recovered. A couple of days before I delivered, Grandma FaceTimed me to check in and see how I was feeling. I asked to confirm if they had made different arrangements to come later in the summer or fall, and she said, "Oh, no, we aren't changing anything. I'm getting around fine." In my mind, I could just picture my auntie rolling her eyes, shaking her head, if she had heard that. Although she likely shouldn't have been traveling or walking around like she had been, there was no quit to that woman. And she made the trip to see us and the rest of the family. I will forever be grateful for those moments she got to hold our son and watch him and all the other great-grandbabies grow over the years. Many more cherished memories revolved around our trips up here to Minnesota, many visits to the Como Zoo with our cousins. She'd often come over to our Grandma A's house for the 4th of July to celebrate all the family birthdays and watch the fireworks in Stillwater. Every time we arrived at Grandma's house, she asked if we were hungry and what she could make for us. There was never a shortage of food or treats, especially chocolate. Some of our personal favorites include her chocolate chip cookies, her famous banana bread, meatloaf, and our dad's favorite, cream salmon. There is so much more I would love to share with this amazing woman, but I fear we'd never leave. She was the rock of our family. Although she will be missed every day, we are at peace knowing she was greeted with open arms by the Lord and so many family members and friends. My sister Tara said it best, "All I can think about is how glorious it must be to be made perfect after so many painful years of hip, knee, and shoulder, heart and eye issues, and to be home with her Lord. We love you, Grandma."
And let us pray. O God, Almighty Father, our faith professes that your Son died and rose again. Mercifully grant that through this mystery, your servant Dorothy, who has fallen asleep in Christ, may rejoice to rise again through him who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, a time for every affair under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task which God has appointed for men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time and has put the timeless into their hearts without men's ever discovering from beginning to end the work that God has done. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. One thing I ask of the Lord, I seek to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. The Lord is my light and my that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always, and I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you've learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our faith tradition shows us that at all times we can turn to sacred scripture to help us understand, to comfort us in times of sorrow, or to help us be grateful in times of prosperity. We know that just as we walk and live on this earth, Jesus is always the first to journey with us. This is especially in our consciousness as we approach the end of the Christmas season, and how the beautiful story of the Nativity of our Lord made all of this possible and actually helps us prepare for days like today. Today's first reading came from the book of Ecclesiastes. The ancient rabbinic tradition attributes the authorship to King Solomon, who wrote nearly 300 years before the birth of Jesus. In this particular reading, we are reminded how our life, be it long or short, is subjected to different times and events that mark and influence how we live our life on earth and who we are as a person. In the several thousand years that have passed since these words were written, this reading is just as relevant, especially on days like today when we pause to celebrate the life of Dorothy, a mother, a grandmother, and even a great-grandmother of 16, and a friend who has gone before us. Our lives are filled with those special times, both good and bad, joyful and sorrowful, hopeful and despairing, with both comfort but also pain. We expect in life that for every wedding there is a funeral. For every job gain, there's often a loss. For every birth, there's sometimes sickness. Indeed, the Lord fills our lives with both good times and bad times. And it is never for us to ask why, but to simply trust that what the Lord has promised us will be fulfilled. Throughout her 89 years on this earth, Dorothy experienced it all. And in the end, through her grace and her sickness and suffering, showed those who remain the way. Something that can only come from a concrete faith and steadfast trust in the Lord. At the time of this writing of the book of Ecclesiastes, people were lucky if they lived into their 30s. In the millennia that have passed since then, our lives last much longer, which gives us a chance to prepare and walk with the Lord in this life so that we are much more ready for the next. Dorothy lived this and passed this on to those who knew and loved her. And we learn from her. We do not doubt our eternal life that is gifted to us through our baptism. We don't need to have the faith of Martha because eternity has been revealed to us in a way that was unknown to those who came before. In a sense, they have done the hard work for us. They did show true faith. And if we ever have our doubts, we need to just be reminded and inspired by the faith of our ancestors and the saints. So in our sorrow and in our anguish, we rest in comfort that Dorothy knew her faith and lived it. She was comforted and nourished by it. And as her natural life has ended, we have faith in God that what has been promised to those who believe will be fulfilled, which is why we are able to celebrate and give thanks for her life. We can hear her voice echo the words of Martha on that day in Bethany. "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." So as we say our final farewell, let us be comforted by the thought of Dorothy being welcomed into the arms of the Lord, where he says, "Welcome, good and faithful servant. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord." As people of faith, we do trust that the Lord does hear our prayers. And so we have the courage and the confidence to bring before the Lord our needs and petitions, not only those that we offer on behalf of ourselves, but on the repose of the soul of Dorothy.
For Dorothy, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Dorothy, who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the friends and families of Dorothy, that they may be consoled in their grief by the Lord Jesus, who wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, we praise to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us gathered here to worship in faith, that we may be gathered together again in God's kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of peace and mercy, through salvation history, you have been always generous with your grace. Hear these prayers that we offer before you. In your goodness, grant those that are in accordance with your will. We ask this, always trusting in your name. Amen.
Amen.
the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful.
And pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we humbly present to you, O Lord, these sacrificial offerings, O Lord, for the salvation of your servant Dorothy, we beseech your mercy that she who did not doubt your Son to be a loving Savior may find in him a merciful judge who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of dying might be consoled by the promise of immortality to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling is made ready for them in heaven. And so, with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Please kneel if you're able to. If not, you can be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power
and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognize the sacrificial victim whose death you have willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope Bernard, our bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all of your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant Dorothy, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that she who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will rise up, the flesh, those who have died, and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. And to our departed brothers and sisters too, and all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes, for seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and power is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other now the sign of peace. Seated. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For the distribution of Holy Communion, we have two lines coming forward down the center aisle. Because our Catholic faith reminds us that Holy Communion is reserved for those Catholics who are prepared to receive. If you are not Catholic or not prepared to receive, you're invited to come forward for a blessing. You can just indicate your desire by placing your arms over your shoulders like this, or you can just remain in your seat.
May eternal light shine upon them, O Lord, in the company of your saints for eternity, for you are full of goodness. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquity, Lord, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, that you may be revered. May eternal light shine upon them, O Lord, in the company of your saints. For eternity, for you are full of goodness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen. May eternal light shine upon them, O Lord, in the company of your saints for eternity, for you are full of goodness.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your servant Dorothy, who has journeyed from this world, may by this sacrifice be cleansed and freed from sin, and so receive the everlasting joys of the resurrection through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our sister. May our farewell express our affection for her. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. One day we shall joyfully greet her again, when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. Father of mercies, we commend our sister Dorothy in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, you will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Dorothy in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn towards us. Listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant. And help us who remain to comfort one another with the assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our sister forever. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
On behalf of Father TJ, I'd like to invite everyone to take part in a luncheon, which will immediately follow. You literally will process right out to my left. There's a buffet line set up. You'll have some time to eat, to gather as a community of friends and family, to share memories of Dorothy and to catch up before you leave for the cemetery for the burial. Father TJ will actually be there to conduct that. So thank you to Dorothy's family for inviting me here today to celebrate with you on this day that we remember her life. Let us actually pray our meal prayer now so that we don't need to do so in there. So let us pray together. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may all the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. And may the angels lead you into paradise. May the martyrs come to welcome you and take you to the holy city, the new and eternal Jerusalem.
I see the stars, I hear the my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art.